ध्यायामो धवलावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। The third chapter starts with Arjuna's question about karma and jnana. So in the second chapter, Krishna spoke about karma. Karmanyeva adhikarasti ma phaleshu kadachana yogastha kuru karmani sangam tiktva dhananjaya. Many places he speaks about karma. He speaks about doing karma but not getting affected by the karma. But he also speaks about jnana. He also speaks about jnana margam. Raga dvesha vyuktaistu vishihandriyaihi charan. Similarly, natvevaham jatunasam. All those are proclaiming jnana. So both of this he is proclaiming. So Krishna is speaking about both jnana margam as well as karma margam. So Arjuna misunderstands whatever Krishna says. Rather, he doesn't understand at all as to what Krishna says as karma and what as jnana. Krishna, wherever Krishna speaks about karma yoga, Arjuna doesn't understand it clearly. He thinks it is just doing karma and then being unaffected. He doesn't know the intrinsic details of it. He doesn't know the import of it. Therefore, he considers that. He considers doing karma and jnana. Jnana means staying away from karma. Both of that as different. So he considers the path of karma as doing action and the path of jnanam as not doing action. And Krishna has, in many places, he has spoken about jnana as being better than karma. So Arjuna thinks, Arjuna understands or thinks that jnana is better than karma. Doing karma, jnanam, jnana margam or renunciation of action is better than karma marga. Therefore, he has to get out of it. And add to it that Arjuna's mental state is such that he doesn't want to do karma. So all this starts, this entire Bhagavad Gita starts with Arjuna not wanting to fight because he has to kill his relatives. So whenever we need a goal to be achieved and we seek a Mahatma or we seek Ishvara or Brahman, then we will want to somehow get our goal satisfied rather than trying to do the best thing. So in many cases it would happen that like we will want something, we will want to get something, therefore we will twist whatever Vedanta says. We will shoot Vedanta in order to help us in gaining the particular truth. So that's the reason why people after getting married, when marriage, there is no point of marriage in Vedanta. But then once they get married, they'll say, okay, what is the problem? Janaka lived. Many others lived. So what is the problem in getting married and remembering Ishvara? I can't remember Ishvara, therefore it's not a problem. So that's not Vedantic way of doing. We don't even need to do that particular action. The action of marriage itself is not necessary. So if it was necessary, then that means there is no Vedanta there. There is no remembering Ishvara there. If remembering Ishvara is there, then marriage itself is not valid. It's not of any use there. So similarly, Arjuna, from the very first, Arjuna has only one goal. His goal is to get away from karma. His goal is to run and escape from doing yuddha because his relatives are there. So here it means like escapism from karma is one thing, and second is mamata or like my parents. So we should remember that like Arjuna is like many of us. Arjuna unlike Nachiketa, who was determined, Nachiketa of Katha Upanishad, who was determined to achieve the goal, whatever happens, Arjuna is not that way. Arjuna doesn't want the goal. Arjuna wants a work around. Arjuna wants a work around so that he doesn't have to face the sorrow of killing his relatives. So it is mamata is there for Arjuna, like many of us. Though Krishna has already spoken about all this, like in the second chapter, he has clearly explained raga dvesha vipta ishta vishyan indriya charan and all those things. Siddhya siddhyoho tamo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. Arjuna, Krishna has explained all those, but still Arjuna is not able to apprehend it because his goal is not Vedanta. His goal is not moksha, but his goal is to work around and escape from karma, escape from the karma of doing yuddha, and then blame it on Vedanta, blame it on Krishna. So that's like majority of us. We think we want certain things, but still we work around it. We want moksha, but still in many cases we want moksha, but still we try to work around it, try to find out the best suitable way for moksha. But a person who really wants moksha, he'll not be looking for workarounds. He will try to find out the best way for moksha, and then he will try to adjust everything rather than trying it the other way around. Arjuna here is like each one of us. Like, we try to suit our environment, we try to adjust things around us so that we have a blissful life, rather than changing ourselves so that the entire world changes. We don't do that. We try to change the world, we cannot change the world, we become miserable, and then we end up in the samsara again and again. So that Arjuna's is like each one of us. So we should remember that it's not about karma or jnana. This particular chapter is not about karma or jnana. This particular chapter is about Arjuna wanting to escape from karma. So yesterday we learnt about karma, the nature of karma is karma being mithya, knowing karma to be an illusion. But this particular chapter will in many places speak about the fact that we at the vyavaharika level, at the empirical level, we cannot escape from karma. So those are directed towards Arjuna, and many people like Arjuna who think that, okay, I want to join Chinmaya mission. Why? My parents are against me. My parents want to get me married. My parents like are not letting me follow the path. So what we want to achieve through joining Chinmaya mission is not Vedantic goal of moksha, but working around, getting over the troubles so that we can live blissfully. Here, like Krishna's reply, many of Krishna's reply is directed towards that, towards Arjuna's state, Arjuna's wanting to get out of karma. So that is impossible. At the Vyavaharika level, karma is always there. At the Paramarthika level, karma is not at all there. So if we understand these two levels, then very easily we will be able to overcome karma. Not only overcome karma, we will be able to do karma better than majority of the people in the world. Like Mahatmas like Amma do action which others cannot even dream about. So like the revolution, like we can say Aurobindo started a revolution in India, in a place in India, in Tamil Nadu he started a revolution. But consider the revolution that has been started by Amma, the revolution of love, the revolution of spiritual path, the revolution of seeing God everywhere. That like we cannot even imagine as to how or like the state will be achieved by any other person. They'll not be able to do this. So even like great companies themselves, they strive, and then like the current recession period, everything will go down. There will be like no continuous success, there will be no continuous growth as well. But with the case of spiritual Mahatmas, in the case of Mahatmas like Amma, whatever they do, it's action perfection. So the action is so perfect that we cannot find any fault in it, we cannot find any failure in it. So escapism of karma is not the goal of knowing karma. Karma yoga is not escapism from karma. Karma yoga is understanding the nature of karma, thereby not getting affected by karma. So it doesn't matter whether we renounce karma or whether we don't renounce karma. It doesn't matter whether we follow jnana margam or whether we follow bhakti or karma margam. It doesn't matter. But it is knowledge of the nature of karma that takes us away, that takes us beyond karma, beyond all the faults of karma. So Arjuna's approach, Arjuna's way of trying to work around karma is a wrong approach. The right approach is understanding the nature of karma and then going forward. So once we know the nature of karma as mithya, then we will have our sights only on the goal of moksha, and all actions that we do will be for achieving the goal. It will automatically happen. We don't need to force it. We'll not be getting away from karma. Karma will happen as usual, but we will still be progressing in the spiritual path. So that is the way to work around something which is mithya. So like when we know that there is no water in desert, just by getting away from desert or running away from desert, that doesn't mean that water will vanish. Like if, when we see a snake in a rope, we can run away. That is the simplest thing to do. Oh, there is snake and we can run away. But that's not the solution. That's not a solution, because you'll have to face the snake someday or the other. Therefore, the solution is know the nature of snake. So find out, analyze as to what is the snake, how is the snake, which snake, will it bite, does it have any poison in it and all. Once we try to analyze that, we will analyze, we will understand and realize that the snake is only an illusion. Similarly, karma, like karma or doing karma in the world, we cannot escape from karma in the world, but we can very well understand the nature of karma, thereby be unaffected by it. And an unaffected state, like the unaffected state, can be achieved either through offering everything to Ishvara, or as we discussed, or trying to do it internally by saying I am the Sakshi. Both are fine, but both require knowledge of karma being mithya, karma being unreal, and Brahman alone being real. That is the same for both. If that aspect is not there, then we will be offering, there will be no goal. We will be trying to be a Sakshi, but still there will be no Anandam, because we lack that knowledge. So that is common for both. So Arjuna's question and this entire chapter is based on Arjuna trying to escape from karma and trying to blame it on Vedanta. So let's see the question of Arjuna today, and then we'll continue the next day. Arjuna uvacha
jayasi chet karmanaste
mata buddhir janardana tat kim karmani gore maam niyojayasi keshav. Yeah. O Keshava, O Krishna, jayasi chet, if buddhihi means, buddhihi here is jnanam. So if chet, if buddhihi, if jnanam, jayasi means greater, karmanaha, than karma, te mata, your opinion. If your opinion is, O Janardana, if your opinion is that jnanam is greater than karma, then tat kim vai karmani ghore karmani, in the ghore karma maam niyojayasi, why are you like assigning me work, O Krishna? If your opinion is that karma, if your opinion is that karma is inferior to jnanam, because jnanam is superior to karma, then why are you assigning me, why are you forcing me to do karma? So this is what अर्जुन आस व्यामिश्रेणैव वाक्येन
मिश्रेणेन वाक्येन
श्रेणैव वाक्येन श्रेण इव वाक्येन एव वाक्येन
व्यामिश्रेणेव वाक्येन
बुद्धिं मोहयसीव मे
बुद्धिं मोहयसीव मे
तदेकं वद निश्चित्य
तदेकं वद निश्चित्य
येन श्रेयोऽहमाप्नुयाम्
येन श्रेयोऽहमाप्नुयाम्
व्यामिश्रेणेव वाक्येन मे मयि बुद्धिं मै मै मैण्ड् मै इण्टलेक्ट् मोहयसीव यु आर् एस् इफ् गेटिङ्ग् मै मैण्ड् आर् मै मैण्ड् डिल्यूडेड् आर् कन्फ्यूस्ड् यु आर् मेकिङ्ग् मी कन्फ्यूस्ड् वै व्यामिश्रेणेव वाक्येन व्यामिश्रेणेव वाक्येन व्यामिश्रं मीन्स् लैक् मल्टिपल् व्यूस् आर् डैवर्स् व्यूस् यु आर् गिविङ्ग् मी डैवर्स् कान्ट्रडिक्टरि व्यूस् Thereby you are confusing me. O Krishna, you are giving diverse views and confusing me. Therefore, ekam vada. Ekam, tell me one view, nishchitya, yena, by which, nishchitya, shreyo, aham apnuyam. Aham, I can apnuyam, attain, shreyaha, I can attain glory, I can attain bliss. Nishchitya, definitely. So tell me definitely, without any doubt, one thing which can lead me to the goal. So tell me one thing to do that can lead me to the goal rather than confusing me. So these two shlokas is what Krishna explains in the entire chapter, excluding few other doubts of Arjuna. But the first question, the first shloka, says about Arjuna trying to blame, like each one of us, he is trying to blame, in a way blame Krishna. So Arjuna is saying, your te mata, your opinion is that jnana is better than karma. So Krishna has never made any such public opinion or like personal opinion in the previous chapter, but still Arjuna thinks from what he heard that Krishna said it. But there is no sense of ego in Arjuna like each one of us. Though Arjuna is trying to blame, Arjuna is trying to say, you said it, but still it's not blame. It is just a fact. Arjuna is putting the facts down the way he understood. So he is putting down his understanding, unlike many of us who blame. Why is Arjuna not blaming? Because in the very next shloka, he says, O Krishna, tell me one thing which will help me. So That shows surrender, that shows a sense of devotion to Krishna. So when that devotion is there, we cannot have any ego. So if the second shloka was not there, then Arjuna's statement, Arjuna's question would have to be interpreted as ego or having ego. Whereas the second shloka clearly shows that Arjuna is dedicated, Arjuna is devotional to Krishna, therefore it's not ego that makes Arjuna speak the first shloka, but it is fact, putting down the fact as he understood, so that Krishna can change his understanding. But still, Arjuna's main goal, intent of Vedanta, it's clear that intent of learning Gita, hearing Gita from Krishna, is that he wants to escape from karma. So, but that's not the goal. Therefore, like Krishna would explain later as to whether he spoke about this, whether he spoke about one path or no. So, tade ekam vada nishchitya. So, tell me one thing. So, with respect to karma, we cannot speak about one thing. We cannot speak about the one thing that will make everybody realize. So, there are different perspectives to realizing one Brahman. So, the one thing what we have to do, or we have to include in our actions, is seeing oneness, understanding karma to be mithya and seeing oneness everywhere. So that has to be there. So that is, as Paramatma says beautifully, that is not action, that is the attitude, like that is our inner attitude, mental state that we have while doing karma. Therefore it is not karma. So we cannot clearly speak about karma as like one karma, this one karma, learn scriptures, It will give you a realization. We cannot say that because it is a spiritual path. As Chinmaya says, spiritual path, it's a subjective one. We cannot change ourselves from external actions. The change has to happen from within. So therefore, the change has to happen from within. That means we have to change our attitude, not our action. So Krishna would explain in the next few shlokas about that the two ways of doing action. So what we discussed as either offering everything to Ishvara or being a sakshi and renouncing action. So those both are there, but those both are not actions as such. I cannot say they are actions, but it is attitude towards the action. So pravritti margam, nivritti margam, though we call it as margam, as path, but still it's not exactly path as such. It's an attitude with the action. So it's an attitude of the action, attitude towards the action, that is called margam there. It's not exactly different path. So we cannot say one. Okay, give me the capsulated or the capsule form of moksha so that I can realize. We cannot say that. So there is no capsule form for moksha. It is dependent, or it is different for different people. We'll continue with the chapter when Krishna explains starts answering Arjuna's question. The two questions of Arjuna as to why are you instructing me into karma, and tell me one thing which will give me moksha in the next day. Hari.